Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for March the 30th, 2021. Today is Holy Tuesday. In our reading of the Gospel of John, today we have a very small passage. It's the story of what happens after Jesus dies. He has died. It is finished. And now Joseph of Arimathea petitions Pilate for the body. And Joseph, along with Nicodemus, who we met way back in chapter 3, take the body down and perform initial burial rites. But it's not all finished because the sun is setting and Sabbath is about to begin. And they put the body in Joseph's brand new tomb. Now, in our liturgical retelling of the events of Holy Week, there are some things that the church recognizes as holy moments, but in practicality, we tend to skip over. The high drama of Jesus' death and the unexpected drama of the empty tomb are the two big events. But in between, the church often, either unintentionally or as a matter of schedule, can overlook these moments that happen between the death and the raising. That's one of the reasons that I've become so connected over the years through a devotional practice called the Stations of the Cross. The stations invite those of us walking with it to pause and reflect on various moments of Jesus' journey from the time he is accused before Pilate until the time that he is laid in the tomb. Usually what happens is there's some prayers, there may be a scripture reflection or two, but you stop at each spot along the way and contemplate the whole series of holy moments. In the way the stations are ordered, the taking down of Jesus' body from the cross is the 13th station, and laying the body of Jesus in the tomb is the 14th station. And when we do Stations of the Cross, we don't have a 15th station that represents resurrection. We are sort of left in that in-between place between Jesus being placed in the tomb and Jesus being raised. Truth be told, our culture doesn't have much patience for those in-between places, which is one of the reasons I think we jump so quickly from the pain and agony of Good Friday to the glory and celebration of Easter without ever fully living into the reality of Jesus' body in the tomb. Which is one of the reasons I've been very moved this year as I have prayed the Stations of the Cross using a series of sonnets by poet Malcolm White. And I'd like to share with you two of those sonnets. I'm going to read them in order and one right after the other. The first sonnet, reflecting on the 13th station, Jesus' body removed from the cross. And the next sonnet, reflecting on Jesus' body in the tomb. And the impact of these holy moments on Joseph and Nicodemus. Here are the sonnets. Jesus' body is taken down from the cross. His spirit and his life he breathes in all. Now on this cross his body breathes no more. Here at the center everything is still, spent and emptied, opened to the core. A quiet taking down, a prizing loose, a cross beam lowered like a weighing scale, unmaking of each thing that had its use, a long withdrawing of each bloodied nail. This is ground zero, emptiness and space, with nothing left to say or think or do, but look unflinching on that sacred face that cannot move or change or look at you. Yet in that prizing loose and letting be, he has unfastened you and set you free. Station 14, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Here at the center, everything is still. Before the stir and movement of our grief that bears its pain with rhythm ritual, beautiful, useless gestures of relief. So they anoint the skin that cannot feel and soothe his ruined flesh with tender care, kissing the wounds they know they cannot heal with incense scenting only empty air. He blesses every love that weeps and grieves and makes our grief the pangs of a new birth. The love that's poured in silence at old graves, renewing flowers, tending the bare earth, is never lost. In him all love is found, and sown with him a seed in the rich ground. We've all known the grief of losing a loved one. We've all known the grief of walking away from a grave or a final resting place of ashes. We've all known that emptiness of not being quite complete, of leaving a part of ourselves with our loved ones at the grave. It's a powerful moment for Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. It's a powerful moment for us. And the poet reminds us that as Jesus is laid in the grave, Jesus knows the experience. Jesus knows how that experience impacts each one of us. And as we wait for the promise of resurrection, we can take hope in the awareness that Jesus has gone before us. Jesus has gone before all of our departed loved ones. Jesus has gone to death, to the very gates of Sheol. And through the power of God, Jesus has been resurrected to new life. And because of that resurrection, which we'll be talking about some more over the coming days, we have the promise of new life as well. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.